Hi, this is Richard Edelman, and you're listening to The Trust Makers.
Hi, everyone. I'm Smith Areti, the U.S. Chair of Brand at Edelman. Thanksgiving dinner. It's the quintessential American meal. Mashed potatoes, stuffing, pumpkin pie, and of course, that turkey. One brand has become synonymous with the turkey itself, and that is Butterball. For more than 60 years, Butterball has helped Americans celebrate Thanksgiving by bringing turkeys to dining room tables all over the country. Over the decades, the brand has built a trusted legacy with generations of Americans by providing not only the turkey, but also advice on how to prepare it. Edelman has partnered with Butterball for more than 40 years, helping launch the company's famous turkey talk line.
Well, the Butterball Turkey Hotline has been around for 41 years. How to choose a turkey, how to thaw it, how to stuff it, brine it, inject it, whatever, they can answer it.
Thanksgiving is approaching, but you don't need to stress when it comes to cooking the turkey. The Butterball Turkey Talk Line is now open, ready to answer your questions and to give some advice to make your turkey come out tasty.
Whether by phone, text, or social media, wobble on over to the Turkey Talk Line for help this holiday season.
So for more on building and staying committed to Butterball's trusted brand name, I'm joined today by Kyle Locke. He is Butterball's Vice President of Marketing. Hi, Kyle. Welcome to Trust Makers. We're excited to have you here.
Yeah, so excited to be here. So excited to be right in front of my favorite holiday, Thanksgiving.
It's my favorite holiday, too. So, Kyle, you know, as a fellow Thanksgiving enthusiast yourself, tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you ended up at your role at Butterball.
Sure. Yeah. I'm originally from Texas and really much of a kind of city kid, really growing up mostly in Houston and Austin, but got recruited off of UT's campus down there to come and work at Tyson Foods. So this is a good many few decades ago. And I thought, you know, really, because I mean, okay, great. I love food. I love meat, protein. I'm all about it. I'm not exactly Mr. Agriculture, but really kind of fell in love with the business, started working there at Tyson, moved on to work with other brands like Hillshire Farm, a deli organization, back even to Tyson again, because, you know, second time's a charm. And then got recruited to come work at Butterball. That was 16 years ago this month, which is kind of crazy. I don't really know that is typical for folks in marketing. It tends to be a lot more of jumping and firing going on. But there's definitely something that is going right, I think, in the union between the power and potential of the Butterball brand, the ability for me to be continuously challenged to take this true American icon and evolve it, right, into something that means as much to the next generation as it does to like, say, my generation or even my parents' generations. And to do so with some just absolutely brilliant people around me, both within our kind of small but strong marketing department and through really long-term strategic partnerships we have with agencies like Edelman.
That's so great. And it's so funny. I love that you said, you know, a true American icon, because I do would put your brand especially in that category. And you know, you're known obviously for the main dish, the putting the turkey on the table, but you're also known for a really iconic act that you continue to do each year, which is the Turkey Talk Line. Can you tell us a little bit about the Turkey Talk Line for our listeners and how it got started?
Yes, definitely. So I wish I could say I was there at its origin point. You know, I was just some marketing mastermind, phenom, right, who had created this thing that has persisted and even grown for this many decades, but I wasn't, but I am its current steward, and it's my privilege to do so. So it was something co-founded between Butterball, and this is its 41st year, which is just amazing. So 41 years ago, between Edelman and Butterball, you know, it's this concept of having true experts that make, and these are, you know, real people, right? People experts, right? Who are available to consumers at large on tap, right? So that they can get every bit of their questions answered around, you know, how to manage turkey, which is, I think, the most anxietous for many part of what is the biggest meal they're going to make probably all year, Thanksgiving. So it started, you know, I think humbly and fairly small, and that has grown to something that is just monumental. I think there are multiple things that are just absolutely kind of magical about it. One of them that is, it is truly human powered. It is about the people. In a modern age of consumer interaction and experience, you know, I'm sure even in your own personal life, it's like, oh, I have an issue with an airline. Well, good luck talking to a human being, right? Essentially, you're going to go through some kind of an automated network that its sole purpose is to dump you to a website somewhere and not ever have you speak to a human being. That's not what we've done here, right? There are over 55 people who show up in the month of November. We surge them the closer we get to Thanksgiving as people get, you know, it's a little bit more, you know, kind of yikes to go time. And they're there to help people, you know, with their specific issue. So that's something that is core to making it, you know, work and special. The other thing is they are true experts. I was at the Butterball Turkey Talkline kickoff that we had here just a few weeks ago. So it's a big ballroom, bring all these people together again in person. And then we introduced people that we have that are new on the Butterball Turkey Talkline. We're constantly like trying to, you know, bring in new talent and younger talent and more diverse talent. And so they kind of stand up and introduce themselves. And it's like, it was a super impressive. I mean, I have been running a culinary outfit for the last, you know, 20 years, you know, here in Chicago, right? Because it's in a suburb of Chicago. I am teaching at a local culinary institute. I am a, you know, a 25-year chef, right? If this was, I was just like, wow, these folks are hardcore. Like, they are real experts. I am not qualified to be on the talk line. I've been in this industry for 30 years. So that's another component of it. They are real experts. Another component of it is that there is so much caring that is involved with it. So there is some good customer service out there, right? Sometimes it's the community that builds around a brand, like maybe with Apple, where it's like not technically one of their experts, but it's just community people who are kind of nerding out on their product and who can help you. But these folks come back year after year. I think the average tenure on the talk line is like, it's over a decade. It's something like 13 years. We have mother-daughter teams there. There's a husband and wife team that does it together. They do it because they really care. And you can feel the caring when we're at these kickoff meetings or the appreciation dinner we do for them every year, or if you actually talk to them, like on the phone. And that's something we'll talk about later, but we've tapped very much into both what is expected and unexpected for when you interact with the talk line, technical support and also some emotional support.
We obviously do our trust barometer, and we measure and we look at trust, and trusted sources of information is so critical to that. And I loved what you said around these are experts, but with care. And I think you really figured out that model very well, that it doesn't feel like a bot or a script, right? That they're actually there to really make sure that you have a non-stressful holiday, you know, so you can focus on the food, the family, the friends, and everything else around it. So I think that's really so interesting when we look at trusted sources of information. I think the talk line, while they might not know the other person on the other line, it has a real ability to feel like a person that you would be friends with, or that would, you know, be just giving you advice on a day in and day out basis. So I think that's really cool. And you've struck something quite interesting when you think about it that way. So how does the Turkey Talk line fit into your larger brand identity, you think, Ben?
So no question. In fact, I think we discovered something last year when we went through a process to define our company's purpose. You know, that before then, you know, we make amazing, healthy, delicious turkey products, both for the holiday and all year long. But there are other companies that do that too. Kind of the how we do it, right? The TalkLine is a part of how we do what we do that is kind of unique, owned, and special to Butterball. But we search very much for the why. Like, why do we exist in the world beyond those elements? And in interviewing a whole bunch of people across the organization and then workshopping with the leaders, executive leaders of the corporation, again, this is just inward looking. The Butterball Turkey TalkLine just came up over and over again. It really was an embodiment of what we ultimately found our purpose to be or defined it to be, which was, you know, we exist to help people pass love on. And there's something in that where you'd say like, oh yeah, that makes total sense, right? I mean, Butterball is an incredibly like high emotional quotient brand, which is wonderful. I can't say that has been true also of other brands, you know, with which I've worked. They tend to be a little bit more transactional, right? You know, we have great protein. We have a lot of versatility. You know, everyone in your family is going to, you know, think this dish is okay. But here, you know, we exist to help people pass love on. And the business that we're truly in is togetherness. Which you think that Thanksgiving is really kind of like the top of that mountain, right? I mean, you're going to be in your own home or your friends or family's home. It is not pressured, like you said, with, you know, kind of gift giving and some of these other kinds of things. It's really just a great meal and a great time to be together. And we've extended, kind of drawn that as a through line into our offerings year round as well, right? We don't make, you know, those kind of like, you know, throw it at your kid, you know, chew it down in the backseat kind of products. Like these, everything we do is generally to be like heated up. So it's some kind of a warm meal. And it's worth, even if it's brief, a pause, right, to kind of catch up. Hey, what do you got going on in school today? You know, how do things go, you know, at work? It's worth sitting down and sharing. And, you know, of course, we have all kinds of surrounding elements too, things like how-tos and recipes and such. There are also ways to share, right? To share, hey, this is a great, you know, dish. This is a great something that you can do to eat healthfully, and something that, you know, all your friends and family would love. But that's what really was kind of fascinating about our exploration of why we exist, is that we said, wow, it's really like we created this embodiment of it, and then it took us decades to figure out, you know what, that's really the core of Butterball. And that's something we want to embrace and live for all stakeholders inside and outside of Butterball. And we are committed to living that purpose for all of our team members, some up to 7,000 team members inside of Butterball, and for everyone with whom we have interactions with outside.
Yeah, it's so authentic to your brand. You know, it's like you were looking, you know, thinking about your purpose, but it was right in front of you in many ways. And you're right. I don't think that many brands can say that our purpose is to pass love on. That's a really high bar in terms of thinking about what that brand stands for and the value that you give. And I think that's so interesting that you continue to lean into that. So actually, on that topic, you guys launched this year a comfort calendar, you know, which is a calendar that provides hosts and with emotional support and practical tips for making it through to the holidays. Can you tell us a little bit about that? I think that's such an interesting extension to what we were just talking about.
So, you know, there's a reason why we continue to have such a deep and long-standing relationship with Edelman. And it is because Edelman does an amazing job of building on our successes of the past and finding kind of what is the new and next kind of turn and twist for all the help and support that the Butterball Turkey TalkLine brings every year. The media is naturally interested in talking to our experts, and, you know, kind of, you know, there's a lot of the same kinds of things that come up from year to year, but Edelman does an amazing job of saying, like, what are some cultural moments, right, that are fitting for the service we provide, that that we should, you know, basically turn into some kind of enhancement of what we bring every year. This year, it brings itself to light through this comfort calendar. So it is a kind of a day at a time kind of peel away calendar. It's a physical light calendar, so we We had a giveaway online for these things. We promoted it on social media, and it was one of those. I would not say that we quite crashed the internet like Taylor Swift tickets, but it was close. They moved fairly quickly. And so people rushed out there, they got those. But then they also can get access to them on like butterball.com. It's on our homepage. You can get a digital version of these and just kind of follow along. What's cool about it is it does what I was speaking to earlier, which is they're great. There's some great technical advice in there. Okay. So, you know, yesterday was the 17th. It was Thursday. It was a week out from Thanksgiving. So it was National Thaw Day. So boom, you know, told her, hey, it's National Thaw Day. So, oh, great. Thank you. Pull it out of the freezer, move it to the refrigerator. It's going to be ready to rock, you know, by the time Thanksgiving comes to cook. And that's what people would expect from the Butterball Turkey Talk Box. What a lot of people don't expect is all the kind of emotional support that they get from these real, you know, caring people who help them. And so that element has been baked into, it's why it's called a cover calendar, right? So while you get the expert advice interwoven with that, you get a lot of these self-care tips. You know, it's like, hey, it's, you know, it's read a book day. It's take a walk outside. For the host, there's so much pressure and anxiety, and they take so much onto their kind of shoulders. It's a nice way to say, like, look, there's the turkey can really be kind of the easiest part of this. We'll help you with that. And also, you know, give yourself a little break. Take yourself a little. We've all been through a lot in the last few years. You know, I don't know if you noticed. I mean, there was some stuff going on right here in the U.S. So it's a nice and relevant way to just say, like, you know, take a break for yourself, lean on us, right, for the turkey piece. I promise you, we'll show you how just amazing and beautiful and easy it can be. And we're going to get through this together. So it was a ton of fun to put together. And I found an amazing illustrator, right, to create this little apron character, right? So it is also very playful. And of course, it is an apron, right? Which, you know, again, it's done a sense. If you see a turkey talk line expert, 9 times out of 10, they're going to be wearing an apron and they're going to be getting busy helping people. So, that was a huge kind of a push. It was a nice, again, kind of physical representation of the service and value we provide to consumers every holiday.
This is like totally hitting home to me, Kyle. I think I might cry, but because I'm hosting Thanksgiving for the first time this year, and it's going to be a very, very emotional Thanksgiving for my family. So in many ways, I'm going to take your advice after this call today and just have a little me time. But I think the idea that, you know, it is a stressful moment in time, but how do you find comfort in those moments, I think is really great. So
I'm not qualified to be a turkey talking expert, but at the same time, I'm going to say, it's all right. You got this.
Yeah.
You got this.
I'm going to call you, actually. I'm going to call you like Thursday of Thanksgiving, just so I can get a little pep talk from you, Kyle.
You got it.
So at Edelman, we love talking about Gen Z, as you know. So you're in an interesting place. Like, you know, Butterball has this American icon status, a long legacy, but how are you ensuring that you're connecting to the younger generation as they start becoming holiday dinner hosts, maybe, you know, a few years from now? What's sort of your plan to think about what's next for them?
So there are a couple of things, because, you know, that's definitely one of those, keep you up at night kind of moments, right? We can't become an antique, right? And Butterball does bring a fantastic suite of both amazing products and service and support for all generations. I say, as people know me, and they get tired of hearing, you know, to know us is to love us a little bit. Like, and in that case, it's really just a matter of getting to know us. So a couple of things we've done. So one is the tuning of the placement of messaging. So we have evolved earned activity through Edelman, right, to make sure that we've kind of continued to tune our communications, or earned communications, into the vehicles where younger generations, you know, go to get their information. And Edelman's done an amazing job of doing that over time. Secondly, there is the rest of the marketing mix. So it is important that we look at things like social media, and that, you know, we are communicating in a very also authentic way, right, on those platforms with Gen Z and next generation consumers. So like last year, we got into TikTok, right? So we used our Butterball Turkey Talk Line experts. So again, genuinely our actual experts, right? Speaking to those on TikTok to, you know, kind of either prove or disprove some like kind of hot trends and what people were doing with turkeys. And we're doing that again this year, right? So we're not doing, you know, crazy things where we're, you know, blowing up turkeys with dynamite just because, you know, it'd be kind of, you know, interesting to see that. It might go viral. It's like, no. Like, look, we still have to be who we are. We just want to do it in a helpful and entertaining way that is fitted to the platform. And we've done a nice job of evolving those kinds of things over time. So even when with Edelman's partner and support, we added an Alexa skill years back, right, which was not common for brands to have done. We use the voices of our actual Turkey Talk Line experts in the skill, right? Because again, it has to still be genuine. It still needs to be human powered, and that. So for us, that is a kind of a critical, you know, through line. And then the last is really just speaking from our purpose. So, you know, purpose is something that is really more inside. We don't necessarily use that language, you know, directly with consumers. It's not a tagline, but we did use it as a way to set a new brand foundation, to reposition Butterball, to set a direction and aspiration for it that is a connection of the company and the brand, right? So to me, I'd say the brand is better known than the company, for one, has a stronger kind of emotional connection and identity than the company does. But our company is an amazing place, and we have amazing people that do amazing things. And so we're now finding the right genuine way to merge those two things, because, you know, a Gen Z generation, for example, you know, they want great products from great companies, right? That do great things, that have core values that align with their core values. And so now that we have that more clearly defined, we're finding the right ways to be able to show that also in a genuine way, right? And not in some classless or a promotional way, right? But it's like, hey, we do all kinds of donation events, right? We're doing all kinds of local community give back campaigns and things like that in all these different communities where we operate. In many of those cases, they are, you know, kind of rural locations, you know, where they might be somewhat, you know, underfunded just by the nature of where they are. That's something that you'll see much, much more from Butterball in the future. All of that also wraps itself up in a new consumer platform that is launched this Thanksgiving, right? So, and that is to, you know, Butterball today be turkey, right? So, you know, sending us the sense of like, it is today, it's every day. Obviously Thanksgiving, you say like, oh, today we turkey. Yeah, of course. But really, random Tuesday, middle of the summer, I mean, is a time also for it to be, you know, employed in your food lives. The we kind of togetherness aspect of that. And then of course, turkey, right? I mean, if there's any brand, right, that's synonymous with turkey and its leadership, both from a thought and business leadership perspective, from a new product perspective, from a health perspective, taste perspective, et cetera, right? It's Butterball.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you'd said something about really making sure, again, authenticity is just something that I can, you know, and I don't use that word lightly, but I think it is truly an authentic way of how you look at everything, not just, you know, the talk line, but how that manifests into content. How does that manifest into helping people? And that point around what Gen Z wants, and Gen Z really actually wants to know that you're a company that people want to work at, and that you're highlighting the people who work for your company. So it really works in many ways, and being authentic to who you are as a brand as well.
Right.
So I have a fun one for you. So, you know, 40 years talk line. What's one of like the craziest stories that you've heard from the talk line, or one of the, you know, most like sort of out of there, like, huh, I didn't think we'd get this on the talk line question.
After 40 coming on 41 years, I really don't know there's a question we haven't been asked or some scenario that hasn't, you know, crossed the threshold into our support and help services, which means, you know, because you know, America is an amazing place full of a bunch of independent people, and anything can happen. So we have gotten things about folks that wanted to either thaw or like cook their turkey under the hood of their truck. Like, so if they were like a long haul trucker, then it was like, hey, can I like, you know, buy it here frozen, you know, drive across the country and thaw it, and then, you know, it'll be ready to go by the time I hit the house in LA. By the way, the answer to that is no. That's no. so many reasons. Can I just thaw my turkey like in the bathtub and then just do it like while I bathe my kids? So I get kind of like, you know, I mean, I'm conserving, you know, water and such, right? Which, again, no. The answer is no. But it is just amazing. All the things we hear. We have also been kind of the arbiters of truth for some family members. I would say we have probably been responsible for helping keep some kind of marriages together, right? Where it's say like the mother-in-law says the only way to do this is this. You know what? Let's call the talk line and figure out what is the real way to do it, right? And so we've been able to kind of solve those kinds of quarrels, and let's just hope that, you know, one of those didn't turn south or somewhere, because I mean, hey, we're going to tell it like it is, right? I mean, there is the food safe, tender and juicy way to do things, and that's that's the truth that we will share and be dedicated to share always.
That's hilarious. I'm surprised but not surprised with some of the questions you've gotten, but the turkey is almost like the center of a lot of like not just iconic status of what's happening at your Thanksgiving dinner table, but, you know, of a lot of humor in American culture too. You know, we think about like the Friends episodes with the turkey. And so it's like to see it kind of all play out in real life is also quite hilarious. So
yeah, there's a piece of me that would say, I'd like to think no one ever called after they saw that and said, can I put it on my head and just, you know, like wander into the room. But I bet someone asked. Someone probably asked.
Okay. So like I said, so just to wrap up, you know, this is my first Thanksgiving hosting. Kyle, do you have any last minute tips? I'm sure that we have a lot of first timers, or even if you've hosted Thanksgiving before, any last minute tips for our listeners?
I would start with buying a butterball turkey. I think that's a nice rule of thumb. I mean, I have to advocate, right? Also our product is just better. If you're going to buy frozen at this point, you want to get that turkey thawing very quickly. The right way at this point is going to be a refrigerator. If you get a little closer to, we also have tips and a variety of means, always like YouTube or butterball.com. You can thaw it more quickly, like in a water method. So don't panic if it's starting to get a little close and you still have frozen. Or you can buy a fresh, right, butterball turkey. Those are available in a widespread manner, and that way there's no thawing. You could just go to work. If you do that and then just find a tip and recipe that you like on butterball.com, I think you'd be surprised at just how simple and easy it is. There are so many different tips that will make it a snap. One thing I will just share kind of off the top that is an often kind of an issue people come into is they over manipulate the turkey while it is baking. So it really is a set it and forget it product, which is great. But you know, most consumers, there are many consumers who feel I've got to be back in there. I need to be basting, right? There's a whole tool, right? That is this basting thing. Don't buy one. There's no need. The product will self-baste. It is going to be tender, juicy, and wonderful. You can put it in the oven and then just leave it there until it's done. That and a meat thermometer and you're gold. I'd say put it in there. Don't worry about it. Use a meat thermometer to make sure you know when it's ready. And we have tips for exactly how to take its temperature. And then there are tips for how to carve it. Like there's just every single step of it is there for you, like on video. Grab an iPad or your laptop or something, set it up there next to you, and you can't fail.
You just blew my mind, the fact that basting, we don't even need to baste. It's nope. Like, I've learned a lot in our time together. Trust me, yeah, but that is one that I will definitely take to me for a while. So thank you.
There's one thing too, and it's so funny because I only started doing this a few years ago, but because I am the turkey prepper in our house. We fry one and smoke one. And we only had, well, I have, let's see, I just bought turkeys. So we have, I think, 34 pounds of turkey for 8 people. I may have gone slightly overboard. My wife is very kind and accommodating. It's like, you know what? We'll just have a lot of leftovers. It's like, yes, I love you. But I started prepping the turkeys with my sons a few years ago. And it is so much fun. It is hilarious. So they're both going to be home for this Thanksgiving from college, and I can't wait. But they're already like texting me about like, oh yeah, you know, we're absolutely going to be prepping that turkey up hard. But it's turned into its own little family tradition. What's nice about it too, is that I really like literally passing it on. Like they will be able to, you know, I can pass the torch, they can start hosting, and basically they'll know exactly what to do. And like I said, it's just so much fun at the same time. Yeah. So that's another opportunity for you if you want, is, you know, get some help. Right? I think you find it to be a lot of fun.
Love that. I love that. Thank you. Well, Kyle, this has been such a great interview, and it was really, you know, great talking to you. I feel like Butterball, really that true American icon status. And so congrats to you all. And thank you for sharing and being on the podcast today.
Sure. Yeah, it's been my privilege to work with such an amazing brand and amazing team members here, and to be a part of a really generational relationship we've had between Butterball and Edible.
We're very proud of it as well. So thank you, and happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Hey, Trustmaker listeners. If you're a fan of the show, then you'll love Touch of Truth, a new podcast from part-time Trustmakers host, Jackie Cooper. In this special 8-part series, Jackie explores what it means to be vulnerable in one of the world's most curated industries. New episodes come out every Tuesday on touchoftruthpod.com.